Hello, Andrew.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad. Okay, I have a press release here that says Wi-Fi helps promote digital Dublin. So tell me, Andrew, what's this about?
That's right. Yeah, during the week, Dublin City Council announced an initiative where they're going to roll out free Wi-Fi hotspots in various areas of Dublin City Centre. Within the next month, we'll see free Wi-Fi available on the likes of Grafton Street, Henry Street, O'Connell Street, Temple Bar, to name but a few. So, you know, this is really good news, I suppose, obviously for the general public, but particularly for tourists coming in as well, and for businesses. It's always a drive to certain premises that has free Wi-Fi, and certainly I think that'll help businesses in the city.
Okay, well, I can't say a lot, but certain hotels around the area, and perhaps in some of the urban areas, also have free Wi-Fi. But this is a new initiative for the city centre, and you mentioned Grafton Street, for example. What sort of locations are we looking at in this regard?
Well, you're talking, I mean, you know, it will be the full length of Grafton Street. You'll be able to pick up a signal there. It'll be the same in O'Connell Street. You know, the City Council, they haven't announced the full rollout of these hotspots yet, but they will generally come into effect over the next few months. And you will find yourself in a position to be able to access free Wi-Fi in most areas of the city, hopefully by the end of the year. Now, you know, there's a number of other organisations, you know, putting forward free Wi-Fi. Obviously, as you mentioned, hotels, but, you know, Dublin Bus on a number of routes have free Wi-Fi. Irish Rail to a certain number of destinations, including Cork, have free Wi-Fi. And Dublin Airport, you know, they've had free Wi-Fi in place for the last year, and I think, you know, over a million people have availed of that since it was set up. So, you know, it's becoming an increasingly more of a digital connected city, and Wi-Fi is becoming more readily available.
Will we end up being the most digitally connected city in Europe, for example?
Well, I think so, because, I mean, at the moment, we believe it or not, we have the unofficial reputation as the internet capital of Europe, and that's because, you know, firms such as Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, to name but a few, have chosen Dublin as their international headquarters, you know, so we really want to be, you know, pushing to safeguard that reputation. We have these big multinational firms here, so, you know, to have free Wi-Fi available, you know, in Dublin, but particularly the city centre, should be really an expectation at this stage.
Yeah, can I just ask, not being very well acquainted with how it works, but you said O'Connell Street and Grafton Street, you're talking about open air, like people can open up their laptop and have free Wi-Fi in the open air, is that it?
That's exactly it, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's the same if you have your phone with you. If you happen to be, you know, you could be standing in the middle of Grafton Street or the middle of O'Connell Street.
Yeah.
You check the Wi-Fi settings on your phone, and an option should come up called, I think it's called Dublin Free Wi-Fi, and you just literally select that and you'll be connected. And I think you should get speeds up to a megabyte in speed, which is pretty decent. You know, it's not a service that's there for people to be, you know, downloading, you know, big files, but it's more for, you know, checking email, checking news, you know, the basic day-to-day stuff.
Basically, people then would be using their smartphones, is that it?
That's exactly it, yeah. It's really for...
You know, I don't have one of them newfangled gadgets, so I'm not too sure about how that whole thing works, you know what I mean?
Well, sure, that's it. But, yeah, no, you know, anyone that does have a smartphone, and, you know, it's increasingly higher number of people that do, you know, if they want to check, you know, update on social media, on Facebook, or if they just want to check an email, you know, they don't have to use their, data allowance that networks give them. They can use this free Wi-Fi service, which again, saves people money.
I was thinking primarily of people, like when I mentioned hotels earlier there in our conversation. Sure. People do use the Wi-Fi in hotels if they're involved in business meetings and so forth, you know, that sort of way. So
that's right. I mean, and I suppose people will choose, you know, if they have a number of free Wi-Fi hotspots available to them, I suppose they're probably going to choose which has the strongest signal. You know, but I think with this Dublin City Council initiative, you know, you can be guaranteed a strong signal the length of Grafton Street, the length of O'Connell Street, you know, Temple Bar Square, general area. But again, you know, the more free hotspots there is, they're better. I mean, there's no particular one people should be using. It's whatever is convenient to themselves.
Yeah, yeah. Well, with regard to free, Andrew,
sure,
can it remain free? Because other European airports are charging for Wi-Fi, and
That's right. I mean, I think I certainly my understanding is of this initiative that the free Wi-Fi is going to become more the norm. You know, big international airports, and you know, London Gatwick, Frankfurt, Paris. You know, they do charge significant rates for their Wi-Fi. Mm. Dublin has kind of been a leader in this area, where they've been in collaboration with Aircom to provide this free Wi-Fi, and you know, I don't believe that there's any plan to go back and start charging again. I mean, you know, Wi-Fi and the internet is so much more readily available and cheaper to run that I think this will become increasingly more the norm around Europe as well. But at the moment, Dublin seem to be the leader in that space.
Right, but is there surely the providers have to generate some revenue back for providing the service? I mean, we say free, but how do they make some money some way, by advertising or something like that? Is it?
I think the benefit, you know, to provider will be free advertising. I mean, they're going to have publicity by being in collaboration by providing free Wi-Fi. I mean, you know, it's fairly well known that Aircom are the Wi-Fi service provider for Dublin Airport. You'll actually know who's providing the service when you log on your phone. For example, if you're in a particular area, the name of the Wi-Fi is Dublin Free Wi-Fi, but it's actually being run by a specific company. So all of these little things, it's promotion and kind of advertising in a way for these broadband businesses.
Yeah, when is this due to roll out anyway, Andrew?
Well, it was initially in Dublin City Centre. It was rolled out last week, and initially it was just in a few areas. It was down the civic offices there down in Woodquay, St. Patrick's Park, Bernardo Square. And in the next week, we'll see it available in O'Connell Street, Henry Street, Grafton Street and Smithfield as well.
Okay, and presumably then it will creep out to other areas as well, perhaps, will it?
That's it. I think the goal is to extend it to the wider Dublin region, as opposed to just the Dublin city centre. And obviously, this Dublin City Council initiative obviously looks after the city. But you know, I think there, you know, will be plans for other local authorities to follow suit if they have not done already.
So everybody will end up with it. Is that right?
I think that's it. Yeah. I mean, again, you know, it's not. I suppose with internet connectivity, you know, if you have it at home, you know, you're going to get much faster speeds, and you're going to be using it for maybe downloading music or films through Netflix or something like that, and that's fine. The purpose of this Wi-Fi is not for that. It's mainly just for kind of quick day-to-day access. I want to check what the latest news is. I want to check my email, that type of thing. So, you know, I think people will still be, you know, looking to get broadband for their houses at home because it's significantly faster. But, you know, if you're on the go, you're out and about, you don't want to use your tariff, you can log on.
Just in regard to people's homes and broadband, is that due to decrease in cost as well as we progress with time? Or what do you think of that? I mean, is that possible?
I suppose it's difficult to say. I think the more competition that's out there in the market, the more costs will be driven down. You know, we do have a number of broadband providers here. Yeah. In the country, UPC and I suppose Aircom being the largest, but there is a number of smaller providers as well. I know that Sky TV have plans to introduce broadband into homes, you know, at some stage this year. So, I mean, I think the more competition there is, then naturally people will have to get more competitive.
Yeah, okay. All right, Andrew, with that we shall leave it there, but thanks very much for taking the call from us.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.